This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Locked up in the Tower of London.
I love history, especially when I had the chance to look around dark, damp old dungeons and check out gruesome stuff like torture chambers and... Well, you get the idea. So here I am at the Tower of London. My uncle's a beef eater, one of the special yeoman warders. He's always telling me about the famous prisoners at the Tower, so I've come on a tour to check the place out for myself. Maybe you've been too. It's pretty cool and very old, even older than Gran's Gran's Gran, and all their Grans too. Now, the crown jewels and the ravens are great, but it's the prisoners I'm really interested in. Why they were locked up, how they lived, and how some of them escaped. This tour of the tower is brilliant. Shame it's ages till lunchtime. I'm really hungry. Oh, hang on. There's a bowl of oranges on this table. They look really delicious. Maybe I'll just help myself to one. No one's going to miss one orange.
John Gerard, your quarters, sir.
My uncle told me about John Gerard. He was a Catholic priest. 400 years ago, it was against the law to be a Catholic priest in England. They had to hide. Otherwise, if captured, they would be put in prison. And that's how he ended up here. Which means we must be in 1593? 1597?
I'm sorry that the room is so meagre.
Please do not trouble yourself, warder. The straw on the floor will be a blessing after the clink.
Yes, I hear you are familiar with incarceration. You'll not get poor treatment here from me. From the rest, I may not speak.
For that, I am grateful. I wonder, though, perhaps you could take a letter to my friends, just for some linen, clean clothing and some oranges, if I may.
I must check the letter, sir. Confine yourself to simple words only. Oranges? A rare luxury.
Good and wholesome fare. It would be my greatest pleasure to share some with you.
John's really clever. I think I know what he's about to do. Uh-oh.
Given your continual refusals to comply and confess, we have a warrant for your torture.
Poor John. Some of the warders didn't want to torture him, but they had their orders and I suppose didn't want to upset the Queen. Unless you wanted to end up a prisoner too.
I would not tell them what they wanted. Could not. How could I renounce my faith or consign my fellow Catholics to the same fate?
Was it bad, sir? Here, have some bread and broth.
They hung me by my wrists, and there they left me day and night. If I fainted and ceased my prayers, they would wake me again. But confess, I would not.
I'll make a fire for you, sir. Rest. I have the oranges you asked for, but trouble yourself not now. Rest.
My dearest friends, whilst it causes me great pain to hold a quill after the brutality of my treatment, I must implore you to help me. I write in secret to ask that you arrange the following. I must escape to continue God's work. Now here is what you must do.
This is why John is such a legend. He didn't want to eat the oranges. He wanted to write with them. If you write using orange juice as your ink, you'll find no traces left on the paper. But when the paper is warmed, the writing will appear, like invisible ink. He's writing to his friends to plan his escape. How cool is that? It wasn't easy. On the night of his escape, he had to get onto the roof of the tower with the warder's help and then climb along a rope across the moat to where his friends were waiting. Of course, as a priest, he'd have said his plan was successful because it was God's will. But even today, people say it's one of the best escape plans ever. Wow, what an adventure. It's a relief to be back in my own time. And I've still got the orange. I think I'll put it back. Someone might need it more than I do. If you ask me, John Gerard was a bit of a hero. He hadn't done anything badly wrong. He hadn't killed anyone and was really smart to come up with an invisible ink to create his escape plans. I suppose you could say that even if you don't like the laws, you shouldn't break them. But what do you think? I better go. Catch you soon.
Locked Up in the Tower of London, with support from historic royal palaces. Find out more at funkidslive.com/tower.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.